Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't usually say things on air just to make mainstream news. I really don't care about it. But as soon as I said it last night on the Sunday show, I knew it was going to end up being all over the news, and it's all over the place. It's been picked up on TV, publications, TMZ, CNN, Daily Mail, you name it. But, I mean, I really meant it. There have been leaks. It's come out that Kamala Harris drinks a lot of vodka, okay? And it's come out that they're putting Biden on all sorts of drugs to get him up and then also to put him to sleep. So he could do something in the middle of the day. They could put him back to sleep, come out at night, but they had problems. They had a medical emergency, and they swapped him out for Kamala. We broke that when it was coming out with Charlie Kirk and others. And then a month later, they go, yeah, he had a medical emergency. We covered it up in Vegas. They flew him back to Delaware. So I said on last night's show that Kamala is clearly on a Xanax-type drug with alcohol most of the time. She has huge performance anxiety. If you saw her 2 weeks ago on CNN, where it was like she was the little kid at the little kid table, she's sitting down about a foot below them and looking up like she's totally freaked out. And she had to have Tim Walz there. They taped for hours. He only aired 20-something minutes. They tried to demand a script of what was going to be put out. They agreed to 17 minutes, but then CNN actually put out about 10 minutes more, or exactly 10 minutes more, 27 minutes. She's a wreck. This is the only interview she's done since they removed Joe Biden, what, 45, 50 days ago. I guess it's more than 50 days now. So they had to keep aiming the camera down, 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 because she kept squatting down deeper into the seat. And if you look at her, she looks like she's on Xanax and or alcohol or both. I mean, look at her. She's bombed out of her gourd. She's slurring her words. Her skin is hanging on her face. But then other times, like the DNC, when she read up a teleprompter for 15 minutes and could barely do it, she was blazing like a Christmas tree. And if you've ever seen somebody on, say, Molly or ecstasy, they're glowing when they're on it. They're like, whoa, they're like a Christmas tree. And I think she looked like, and I've seen a lot of people on drugs. I haven't taken a lot of drugs myself, but I've taken Molly before. I've taken acid before. I've taken mushrooms before. I've never claimed I'm a priest here and, Mr. Perfect. I mean, growing up in high school, a little bit in college, I tried this, I tried that. Hell, I've taken mushrooms and acid with Joe Rogan, 20-something years ago, or maybe 15 years ago. Well, whatever, whenever it was. I've known Joe 25 years, so I think it's about, I don't know. The point is, and Joe doesn't hide any of that. He's a super health guy now. But the point is, he was always a health guy, but the point is that I know what this stuff looks like, okay? I mean, you can be at a club or you can be out at the beach and you see two women glowing and their pupils are dilated. And you're like, are you ladies on Molly? And they're like, yeah, want to go to our hotel room? I know what it looks like. And I've certainly been around women that are on it, taking it. But you shouldn't take it, by the way, folks. You take it one time, it's the greatest thing ever, but then it changes all the chemicals in your brain. And after that, the chemicals are depleted. And so I'm not here advertising Molly to people. But the point is, I know what Molly looks like. I know what women on Molly looks like. And I've said it probably 20 times over the years. You girls on Molly? Yeah, how'd you know? Want some? And so I mean, I've been around people on Molly. Go to parties, go wherever. Oh, my gosh. And I'm not even a party animal. I mean, I've not, even gone to a lot of parties for a decade. But, I mean, this stuff is everywhere. You can't swing a stick at an executive meeting or a retreat or a political event. I mean, yeah, even the Republicans are on it. I mean, hell, the prescriptions came out under Trump, what was being written at the White House for people. And it was like all sorts of hard drugs. Okay, so let's just be honest. It goes on. D.C. is bombed out of its brain. America uses more drugs than any other country per capita by double. And then when you look at D.C. or L.A., I can tell you how many times I was out in L.A. doing a movie or a documentary or going on a TV show, and I would just get invited to somebody's house for dinner. And then after dinner, 20 women show up. It's routine. You're at some movie star's house. 20 women, if it's a high-level one, 20 women show up. Some of them super gorgeous. All of them beautiful. Sometimes like women so beautiful, you're like, God almighty. And a guy walks in, walks over to the table and just opens a briefcase. This has happened repeatedly. or opens a bag up, and it's every drug you can imagine. Remember Harvey Weinstein, the famous photo? Type in Harvey Weinstein, photo of his drug briefcase or photo of his drug bag. And it's just, he's on an airplane, didn't even hide it, and he just opens this briefcase, and there's just all these drugs, including Molly, in there. So TMZ, the Daily Mail, all of them are Jones makes outrageous. Yeah, there's Hunter S. Thompson taking adrenochrome. Alex Jones has made this totally insane statement that is not based in reality at any level, that he thinks she'll probably be on Molly. And they cut the clip down that's going viral where I describe it, that I've seen what people look like on it, and they glow like Christmas trees. Okay? I mean, if somebody's peeking on Molly, they literally glow, particularly women. And I saw Kamala at the DNC when she walked out. I was covering it live. And I said then, I said, she is on a big fat dose of Molly. And that is what, she has serious performance anxiety. That's what the drug was basically produced for, to get couples back together, but it causes brain bleeds when you take too much of it. It's a very dangerous drug, folks. And my point is, because people take it, it's so good that they're taking it every week. And then I've known people that became Molly heads, particularly, you know, in my life, women, and like you meet them 5 years later and they're like a zombie. So don't I'm telling people don't take it. Plus, most of it that's out there isn't even real anymore. And UT's all involved in secret projects I learned about through sources, producing all these variants of it that are synthetic that the government's using for massive control. I mean, the CIA has retreats where they take Molly and they take mushrooms and they take ayahuasca and they take ketamine drips, which can do a lot. I've never done it, but you know, some people that are alcoholics, you can take and do these sessions. And if you do it right, we're talking like 95%, you know, success rate, not want to drink again. So these drugs have some good effects if it's done medically. But I know people that went to a high-level State Department intelligence meeting recently, and they were all there doing, you know, rituals, and they call it meditation, and like it's State Department Intelligence Bureau that actually runs the CIA. This was just a few months ago, and they were, what do you think they were doing? Who do you think developed all this stuff? Who do you think rolled this out on the public? And so the idea that Kamala Harris is not taking Molly, I bet you everything I've got that if she got a real drug test the morning after, or even for a few weeks after the debate tomorrow night, that she's on half a hit of Molly. They're not going to give her too much. But she has performance anxiety. That's why she comes off as totally retarded. She's not that smart. But I think I've nailed it here, and I think they're upset that I know. And again, it's easy to see what Biden's on. He's on medical-grade injectable meth. So is RFK. So is Adolf Hitler. I mean, this is in the history books, people. So, InfoWars Alex Jones claims Kamala is going to be whacked out on drugs during debate with Donald Trump. And again, the clip's on TMZ. Alex Jones is well known for his nutty conspiracy theories, but his latest one about Kamala Harris is completely outrageous. Jones predicted on his right-wing InfoWars broadcast, Harris will take, wait for it, hallucinogenic drugs before Tuesday debate against Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Well, Molly is a hallucinogen with a speed, basically. So that's what I explained. It's different. Specifically, Jones said Harris, the Democratic presidential candidate, will be bombed out of her gourd on Molly, a synthetic drug that alters your mood and prescription and creates health risk. Jones also claimed Harris looked like a kite with big pupils. I said she was high as a kite at last month's Democrat National Convention in Chicago. And the craziness didn't stop there. Oh, no. Jones stated Harris was drunk and on Xanax during her recent CNN interview with host Anna Bash. Yeah, you look at this woman, and she's clearly drunk or on Xanax or both, or Valium, or maybe she's on way more hydroxine, like a third of the kids in America are on now. And you know, I haven't ever taken it, but I read about this. That's what I do. I mean, a low dose of hydroxine just relaxes every person. But you take two or three of them, and then you drink two beers, you are on cloud cuckoo. And you can see it. She is higher than a kite here. So, Jones went on to theorize Kamala's alleged drug use due to her serious performance anxiety. He expects Harris will fall flat on her face without a teleprompter at the debate with Trump. As you know, and it goes on. Here's another one. Alex Jones makes outrageous prediction about Kamala Harris ahead of debate against Donald Trump. Daily Mail. Alex Jones wildly claimed that Harris will be taking ecstasy before her debate with Donald Trump to manage her anxiety. Jones, a longtime Trump supporter, allegedly, absurdly said his InfoWars that Harris is going to be on drugs and going to be bombed out of her gourd. Well, Trump has said he wants a drug test for Biden. And I think Trump should challenge her. I think he should bring a CBS or whatever store drug test. They're like $50. He should say, hey, I'll go in the bathroom and piss in this, and you go in there and piss in it too. People love that reality of that. It's just hardcore. And say, and I bet you everything I got, you're on a bunch of hard drugs. You know it. You know it. And then they're like, oh, Jones is ridiculous. He said the sky's blue and the sun's yellow and that fishies swim in the water and that birds fly in the sky and that doggies bark, kitty cats meow. So that's where they are. And it's a joke. And she's totally desperate. Her campaign never launched. All the hype fell totally flat on its face. And now you've got all these big celebrities from The Rock to Elton John coming out saying Trump's a great guy. They don't know what to do other than fraud. And that leads me to this next report. Election rigging. Pennsylvania court rules election officials cannot reject mail-in ballots with incorrect or misleading dates on envelopes. That's at InfoWars.com, repost of naturalnews.com. Very important. It's happening all over the country. We're having some good stuff in Texas and other states, but the Democrat states, some of the battlegrounds are saying, nope, we're going to do the same fraud again. America braces for perfect storm of election chaos. Oh, Trump knows he's losing, all the Democrat Party say, and so he's going to challenge. You're not supposed to do that, though they do it all the time. Trump threatens to jail Kamala donors, rhetoric against adversaries escalates. Now he said, if you steal the election or you get caught in fraud, we'll put you in jail. You should say that. That's the law. And he has said he'll sign an executive order to guard people that are engaged in censorship with the government if you're a federal employee. That's good. Trump vows to go after campaign donors in threat over election fraud, citing 2020 skullduggery, and calls for constitutional amendment targeting at Kamala. And here's his actual statement. When I win, the people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This illegal exposure extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, and corrupt election officials. They're criminally charging Trump and a lot of his supporters for simply exposing the election fraud, and they've been proving it. But none of the judges in late 2020, early 2021 would look at the evidence, and the media ran the headline, there was no evidence. They would not look at the evidence anywhere. And now that the evidence is coming out, it's proving it conclusively. Trump pledges to jail opponents, baselessly suggests election will be stolen. The State Department for 60, 70 years runs around the world, since World War II, so it's 80, runs around the world policing everybody's elections. And if you don't have paper ballots, count at the precinct and tallied there. They say that's number one source of fraud. And you can't trust an election that has that. We have that. And if they say you can't challenge an election and try to jail people questioning it, that's the number two big sign. And they go all the way down the line. If the machines can be remotely accessed, that's the third point. Well, the CIA 3 years ago, 2 years ago, shipped in the machines. It's all been released in the news to Brazil. And the CIA and Justice Department advised Lula how to go after him and how to take him off the ballot and ban him from running for 8 years and how to indict Bolsonaro. And Lula had a parade this weekend for Brazilian independence from Portugal and literally drove for miles and miles down the roads, and there was no one there except a review stand with about 500 people in it at the end of it, where he got up and gave a speech. Meanwhile, Bolsonaro had over 4 million people in the streets. It was incredible. So they don't want you questioning that. Now, obviously, And this shot we're showing is not even the good one. There's one that we showed yesterday that shows on top of a building, and it just goes back for like 5 miles. And the crowds are just ultra massive. When you compare it to Lula, no one there. Bolsonaro routinely gets 3-4 million out on the streets. It's just amazing. So, I know you're like me. I don't have to do any market research. Every time I think something and I have an opinion, it's what the general public has. It's just common sense. And I know that I am super hyped about tomorrow's debate. And again, I don't just say something to hype people up. I said, we're going to cover the DNC. I think it's going to be horrible, but we'll at least get clips of their lying and counter them. And those did go viral. And I was surprised by the millions of people each in because it was horrible to watch. But I guess people want to see the enemy. And I said, this will be horrible to watch. I don't expect you to watch because I'm not going to hype it up. Oh, it's going to be great. Watch these idiots tonight. No. This, you don't need to believe me. You already know it's true. This is going to be crazy. And I should have probably butted you some time today to just open the phones up. I know we got some big guests tomorrow. Remind me, crew, after the show, because I produce the show. I mean, the producers help, and they produce it too. But by producing, I make the big decisions, and a lot of times that's an issue because I need to be made. I need to be reminded to open the phones up for at least 2 hours tomorrow. I should probably do the fourth hour too, and I'll be covering the war room, and after at 6 o'clock, straight coverage right through to the debate and all of it that we'll be streaming and we'll be airing with limited commentary. If you don't want our commentary during it, you'll get all the clean feeds out there. So people still, some complain, hey, I'm tuning in and you're, I mean, most people like it because you scream at the television just like I do. There's just a bigger format of that with millions of people watching and listening. But if you don't want the equivalent of Archie Bunker yelling at the television and maybe you're meathead and you know, you like Kamala, this will not be the feed for you. And we'll put a clean feed out too on Band.video and on X, but I will be here and the crew will be here and we are going to nail it, absolutely nail it tomorrow night because I have got butterflies. I feel electricity because she's desperate. She's way behind. Stick a fork in her. She's done unless they kill Trump or unless they slip Trump something, and you know, which they've tried, believe me, and he's not all there. She'll have a few zingers the media can grab on, kind of like stealing from Reagan, like, there you go again, or, well, I promise in this campaign not to make my opponent's youth and experience an issue when they were saying he was too old. But those were real Reagan zingers, and he did win the debate, and he won that election in 49 states. They're going to try to have some zingers by her, and then act like, oh, look, she hit him, she got him, killer blow, it's over, she won. But that's not going to be the case because Trump is a good debater. And I expect him, unless they try to control it by not having those questions, and Trump needs to go off question. If they don't have the questions about her criminal justice tyranny and locking up all the black people and putting parents in jail the first time their kid missed school and having innocent people on death row she knew were innocent, that later came out she knew. I mean, Tulsi knows how to nail her. Tulsi was winning those debates, remember, in the primary, and then they just took her out. And then Kamala couldn't get 2%, and then she got zero votes in the primaries. But back during the debates, she had less than 2%. The woman has never accomplished anything but get on her knees to Willie Brown and take care of his Willie. So we're going to be laying all of this out tomorrow night. I am extremely, extremely fired up about this, and Trump destroys her, he gets another 5 points because unlike the DNC that didn't have a lot of viewers, this is going to have massive viewers. I predict that we'll have on the streams total tomorrow night, we put out 4 or 5 of them, 15 million people watching. And, you know, you look at people like Posobiec now and Charlie Kirk, they're getting 15 million views for things like this that weren't even Trump's debate. Like the Trump-Biden debate. And that's the great thing. I mean, Elon Musk had over 1 billion people click on the Trump interview, and then hundreds of other channels I saw had 5, 10, 15 million. We had over 50 million people watch our live stream of that with commentary. So, again, think about that, that the DNC might have gotten 7 million people a night. My coverage of Elon Musk and the Trump interview had 15 million views. That night it ended about 8-9 million. By the next day, last time I looked, it was 15 million. One of our streams had like 8 million. One had like 6 million. One had 3 million. It was so think about that. It's not about me going, oh, I got a bunch of streams, a bunch of viewers. It's about the fact that Trump last week's like, man, you know, the alternative media is really taking a lot of steam out of the mainstream media. They're not the mainstream media. They have the corporate funding. They have the fancy sets. They have lots of repeaters and parrots that say the same thing to create the illusion that they're the majority. But even the dumbest, most unconscious people, that control is slipping away, and they're really starting to see it. Because Trump's really smart, but he's 78 years old and grew up, you know, watching TV and listening to the radio, and he still thinks ABC News is important. Yeah, they're important to expose. They've still got some dummies listening to them, but at the end of the day, they're a fraud. Now, we're going to go to break in 2 minutes, and here's the problem. You try to cover all the illegal aliens and all the different crime syndicates and all the stuff across the nation, it gets lost in translation. But if you hone in on a town in Colorado or a town in Ohio or a town in New Jersey or, you know, even some rural area in South Dakota that suddenly had, you know, a town of 10,000 had 5,000 what have yous put in there. Just like in Europe, North Africans are just brought in. I saw articles where the village of 107 had 1,000 North African migrants placed in it a few years ago. Oh, small Italian fishing village of 500 has 3,000. Hotel told to kick its guest out to put the North Africans in. I mean, those are real stories. You can pull them up over the years. And we see them every day. I'm just using some of the more well-known ones. You can just type in what I said and you'll pull it up. 20,000 and counting Haitians, military-age men, the ones that can get here, that have criminal backgrounds, some of them mentally ill. They're the ones that can get on the boats and come across. The Coast Guard is on record, and I got a clip of it, saying they're ordered to help them get in. And then they organize them in these camps, brainwash them, give them cell phones, make them Democrat Party people, and then ship them to Republican towns in battleground states like Ohio and Colorado and Michigan and Arizona and Pennsylvania. And so you're sitting there in a medium-sized town, and it's already 20,000 and counting Haitians that Kamala Harris, she now brags, as the borders are, and brags, oh, I brought in just the last few months, I got the clip, 100,000 Haitians. Yeah, and she had them sent to these towns, and they're robbing people, turning over cars, burning things, eating your cats, your dogs, the ducks, the chickens. That's what if you look at a satellite image of Hispaniola, that's what the island used to be called before it got split between Spain and France. One side, Haiti's deforested, the other's not. They eat everything. It's like army ants. We'll come back and talk about it.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second